it's a really tough one because he's such a big personality out there on the field.
Well, let's hope it's nothing too serious. He did get off the field under his own power. We will keep you in the loop when we know more. What we do know right now is that the Gaels are knocking on the door of a first down. It is third and one in a 17-0 ball game. The ball on the McMaster 31. So this is, I think, a good call, but a potentially controversial one because they are within Tyler Mullen's range now. So you might be giving up three, or might be giving up six for three, or if you don't succeed on this conversion, you might be giving up zero here. You know, you don't want to lose any points against a team as good as Mac. It is going to be a sneak, and it is going to be a first. The drive is alive. The Gaels are rolling. We have less than 3 minutes to go here in the first half of action. I am just praying that everybody is okay down there, and they are. Whew. We've seen this team struggle with injuries. In fact, Queens, during my tenure, has only had their starting quarterback go post to post once, and that was in 2021.
It's a scary one. It really is out there, and that's the game of football. And it's about, and another thing that I talked to Kasari about, when you're going and working, it's about how you can keep yourself healthy, and more than anything, in a position where you can be out there on that field and in such a comfortable body state and knowing how to take those hits. It's a big trial. It's tough.
It is. It is. First and 10 for the Gaels. Trips on the right-hand side. Reekin is rolling right. He's got time. And he has got his man, Nico Cuomo. And that is a big first down for the Gaels, getting them ever closer to pay dirt. What a beautifully drawn-up play there. Vreakin had all the time in the world. A design quarterback bootleg platform throw on the right-hand side to a breaking receiver who was also heading towards that same side. As the result, Nico Cuomo gets his hands on that football, gets himself out of bounds, and gets the Gaels about 10 yards closer to pay dirt here.
Looking at Nico Cuomo, though, is in a great ability just to break up and break free of his defender. Absolutely incredible. Now Vreakin has an incredible opportunity going towards the end zone.
He has got trips on the left-hand side, empty on the right. It is going to be a handoff to Jared Kasari with big Liam Silverson leading the way. Kasari tackled at about the 5-yard line, but my goodness, that was a dangerous run for the McMaster Marauders. That was very nearly 6 points, and that is a tremendous effort there to get
this
the Gaels.
This is best
closer.
Case here. I want to highlight something. It's now second and inches as the Gaels have yards to go, so they have a lot of freedom here to go and do what they want. They can go on for a quick sneak, then go for the run game, as long as they go and playoff that they only have to get 1 yard here, and their sneak game has been incredible.
That's a good point, Zayden. With second and one and not second and goal, they do have a chance to open that playbook up more, but I think and I know they're going to give it to Jared Kasari, and he's either going to be down at the one, and he is going to be down at the one. That's a good call. His knees were down before he crossed the plane. Great hard-nosed run there, and quick note, I made an error. It was number 87, Mateo Tuioti, that was the lead blocker 2 plays prior. I like to give credit where due because he opened up that hole. However, we do see one of my favorite players, big 88 Liam Silverson, 6'7" and full of muscles. He's in the ball game now, so you know they're thinking this heavy set formation. Let's see. In fact, they have Anthony Leo. They're going for the sneak.
Oh, I'm interested to see this. Good to see Anthony Leo back out there. And it's going to give a great opportunity, a big confidence builder, too. Let's see if the Gaels can stack stuff off for the final 2 minutes.
This is fascinating. Giving Vreakin a chance. They've got to be going for the sneak. That or it's a well-designed handoff. But it is a sneak. However, the flag is down. It would have been 6 for number 7. But we have got a piece of laundry on the field. And usually in situations like this, it's on the offense. So let's see what the call is. Leo would have done enough to wiggle worm his way into the end zone, but I don't think that will be the result. So let's see what the ruling is. We do have a Mac player on the turf. Oh!
Oh, it's so offside on McMaster.
Half the distance of the goal, so they're going to get another chance to do this about a yard closer. However, they are switching it up, so now, okay, Leo's going to stay in. They're bringing in their jumbo package, but he's having a chin wag with Coach Cam and, of course, his quarterback mentor, Alex Vreakin. But Queens, they do have something of a jumbo formation. It looks like Vreakin's going back in. Interesting. Maybe he just needed a quick sip of water. Who knows? But this Mac team, last week, very game against Laurier, but they find themselves down 17 here with less than 2 minutes to go in our first half of action. And as we do take this injury timeout, we're going to play a word from our second quarter sponsor, the one and only Pick Six Athletics.
Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six.
Big number 96 from the McMaster Marauders making his way off the field. He looks to be okay. That's Mitch Price. We wish him all the best. The Gales, it's first and goal from the one-yard line. It is a 17-0 lead here for Queens with less than 2 minutes to go in our first half of action. And Jared Kasari, he is looking for TD number 3, and he will get that. And then some. Jared Kasari, touchdown Queens. It is a 23-0 first half deficit for the Marauders, with Queens looking to add one more via Tyler Mullen and his extra point. And we do have definitely an unsportsmanlike down on the field. We do have a flag down. Whether it's on Queens or Mac, we'll find out. But Mac, understandably frustrated.
It's tough. The journey from McMaster Hamilton all the way to Kingston is a long and tough one. We talked about the trip going from Windsor all the way to Kingston. Ooh. Kingston to Windsor. It's the same sort of journey. Not to mention the fact you got to go through Toronto traffic. You can't go above it. You can't go under
That's
it.
True.
You can only go right on through it. Speaking as someone who's gone to had to make that journey, it's a tough one, and it kind of rattles you a little bit. But now the Gales have an opportunity.
Also, move-in day here, so even getting through the Toronto traffic, you're going to see a great deal of traffic as you head eastbound. I know even me, driving my way through town, I was experiencing it. So a tough day to be on the road. But thankfully for us, the Gales are nice and comfy right here at home. Of course, folks, we are going to have the Something in the Water halftime show in about 2 minutes time, game time, probably a little bit longer than that, IRL. Tyler Mullen makes it a 24-0 ball game as he nearly put that one into the pavilion. Almost had a souvenir for one of our fine fans. So 24-0, the Gales with a commanding lead here. Still, as we've noted, plenty of time. But this is about as good of a start for the Gales as you could envision. I certainly did not foresee a 24-point deficit from either team in this game. But Mac, I think, I'm not sure.
No one saw this coming. Let's be completely honest. You can go to a lot of the predictions. Nobody saw this with the Gales having this dominant of a lead. And we got to give so much credit to the defense right now where they've shut things down. They've been on the ball. And even on these little opportunities where they might have slipped, might have lost a bit of yardage, they go and pick it right back up. We had, even once the Marauders were into the red zone, that was off the pace interception.
Yeah.
It was a play that could have eased, that should have gone Queen's way. It was just from an unforced error. And you can go and continue that force all the way back. And it was a great attempt by the Marauders. And I can respect them going for the sneak there, as that made, realistically, the most amount of sense. But now, as the Gales get ready to punt this one away, they're staying aware and they're staying ready.
And just to clarify, that unsportsmanlike was on Queens, so they're back 15 yards for this kick. So Mac, if everything works out, should have better field position with less than 2 minutes to go here in our first half of action. Tyler Mullen, more of a pooch kick there, not putting all the leg into it, giving his players time to get up underneath it, as Mac has a bit of a malfunction at the junction, and it leads to a short return for the Marauders. Mac's primary kick returner there kind of shoving his own blocker out of the way. Great kick from Tyler Mullen. Normally, the philosophy is put your leg into it, try and drive it as deep as you can. But when you're starting with such reduced field position, instead, what they figured, smartly so, is put some air underneath it, give your guys a chance to get down there and make a play. And as a result, Mac fielded that at about the 29, and they start at about the 34. So great coverage there from the Queens special teams unit. And let's see if this defensive line can make some noise here. Keep an eye on number 55, Stephen Kepe, one of my favorite players on the team. Tricolor Tornado. Keegan Hall dropping back, throwing. Beautiful
Keegan
pass.
Keegan Hall!
Great completion there to number 86 for the Marauders.
Nicholas Adair.
Adair's second catch of the game, and that is Mac's best play from scrimmage so far. Credit to that offensive line. They gave him plenty of time. He found his man in the slot, and that is a huge field-flipping completion for the Marauders as they look to put their first points of the board on the game. And, hey, they score before half. We've got ourselves a whole different ball game here because they control the momentum. So here we go. It's going to be first and 10 from around the Queens 30-yard line. Great play, Hall to Adair. We have multiple men in motion. Hall dropping back. However, the play is going to be blown dead, and we are going to have a flag on the field. We'll see what that's all about in a minute.
There's a lot of movement. I did not see it from the Gales side. I've been trying to think it was from the McMaster side as they continued their movement.
And when you have a motion offense like that, which is very much in vogue right now in the NFL, the Miami Dolphins, they made waves with their excellent multi-man motion offense, but there is also a high likelihood of things going wrong, and it looks like there was either offsides or procedure there on the Marauders as a result of that. So they are going to be moving back. It'll be first and 15 from the Queens 34 as we have got the impact player, number 90, Darian Newell on the field, and this is the dangerous lineup, Hubert, Newell, Johnston, and Wishart. The Fantastic Four. Let's see if they can make some noise here. We've got multiple men in motion again. Keegan Hall dropping back to pass. He is going to have a man. But Jared Seaway, oh, that's a pretty questionable PI there. Jared Seaway was with him every step of the way. He had a hand on him, well within the zone of where you can do that. Nicholas Adair dove into the end zone. Maybe a bit of an embellishment, but either way, it's going to be first and goal for Mac from the Queens 1 yard line because of that PI call. Yeah, that's
there it is.
That's tough. I think that's – you'd probably call that maybe 25% of the time. Looks like it is going to be spotted instead around the 15-yard line. So they're going to give them a first down, 19-yard line. So it's a 15-yard penalty. I always forget in Canadian football that it's not a point of contact foul like it is in the NFL. It's just a set yardage foul. So there you go. First and 10 from the Queens 19. Maybe not the greatest call in the world, but credit to the officials. I think they have called this game really well prior to that. Keegan Hall with...
That was a hard call to make there.
I get it. I could go both ways. Keegan Hall handing it off to Braden Kelly. Kelly is met and wrapped. Taken down after a short game there. And this Mac run game has struggled to get the wheels turning against this stout Queens defense. It looked like Brady Spafford... the primary tackler on that one, but we do see old man Van coming out of the bottom of the pile, causing chaos as he is wont to do. So it's going to be second and about six or so for the Marauders from the Queens 15.
It's a big question. What will Keegan Hall pull out this time? We've seen great success in the pass and on the handoff. Keegan Hall ready.
And they've got a motion switch and then doubling back. So all that for a play action pass that is broken up. And what a play there from the Gales. Read like a book, and he's got all the chapters memorized. Dawson Matthews Reed with one heck of a read to bring the Mac field goal unit onto the field.
Well, they have a chance to get onto the board here, and it's a pretty dang good one, Jesse. The Marauders, this is what they need. They need to have something to show for in this first half. With 49 seconds to go, even after this kick, the Gales are going to get one final drive at it, and it gives them a good bit of freedom to go and try some new things out as you go into this half. So I'm all here for it. Let's see if the Gales can make a miracle happen and stop anything from getting onto the board.
So here we go. This is a very makeable, about a 22-yard kick here from Michael Horvat. Great kicker, nearly blocked by Silas Hubert. Number 99 playing.
Flag on the play.
Oh, this might be contact against Queens. If they made contact with the kicker, that's a first down. We're going to see.
That's 21 for the Marauders.
That should be, I believe.
That's Michael Horvat. That is the kicker punter.
And he's a great player for this. Yeah, that's a penalty on Queens. That's a first down. That's fair.
That's fair. The Gales, you can be ahead, but you can't go and start to take away. You have to play discipline. Otherwise, these are the type of plays that are going to start to catch you. And if you start to play angry and keep committing more of those fouls, it's a very, very hard road to go down.
Second time we've seen a error by the Queens defense. That first time they were bailed out by an excellent stand in this kind of position. Short field, but let's see if they can pull it off here. It is first and goal from the 2 yard line. Mac getting another crack at it, and that will be a touchdown. Mac gets on the board. It is a 24-6 ball game as Queens, bit of a mental error there, trades 3 for potentially 7, and that makes us a whole different ball game going into halftime. Mac finally clawing back some momentum. And this Queens offense is going to have a truncated clock to try and make something happen.
Yeah, it was Braden Kelly who was able to secure that one off a quick handoff by Keegan Hall. It's great control from the Marauders, and they've stayed disciplined. In times when we thought that it was the Marauders having the unsportsmanlike conduct, it's actually been the Gales. We need to go and address that, that the Marauders have stayed level-headed. They haven't had an unsportsmanlike call against them. We only had the unnecessary push out of play, and I even called that one as a little bit questionable. That was a tone-setting sort of call to let you know that they weren't tolerating anything today. The Gales should have taken that and said, okay, we need to play even more discipline than we normally would based on how these officials are now calling this game. And to give you a little bit of a highlight of what's going on in Richardson Stadium, the sun has almost completely set as the entire field is now engulfed by shadows that we have here in Kingston, and we see the lights starting to shine through.
We have got big number 54 for the McMaster Marauders making his way off the field. I'm just looking to get a name to go with that. Banged up on that extra, or sorry, that touchdown. So that's one of their big men.
Ryland Blasco.
There you go. Making his way off the field, Ryland Blasco. Let's hope he is okay. Got him listed on the depth chart as the second string guard. Big boy, obviously brought in for those short yardage type situations. As Mack looks to make this a 17-point game once more. A Braden Kelly touchdown. Getting Mack on the board. Queens almost made the same mistake again. This Queens field goal block is so aggressive. They hit Michael Horvat, and they tapped him, rushing through with such energy on that extra point. Thankfully, no harm, no foul. But it is going to be a 24-7 ball game here with less than a minute to go in our first half of action. Thank you to our first quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods, and thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Pick Six Athletics. We will have the Something in the Water halftime show coming up for you in just a little bit. We're going to, of course, take some time, get some pizza into us, get whatever we can. And, folks, if you're looking for something to do after the game, head on down to Something in the Water, 275 Princess Street, for a fun post-game event. You're going to want to be there, folks. It's a beautiful night for it. And if everything works out, Queens certainly looking to celebrate a victory, but we've got a long way to go before we are at that point. 24-7 with 42 seconds left in our first half. Mack, after struggling to crack this formidable Queens defense, has put their first points on the board, and they're looking to hold on to that momentum and take it into the second half of action. A twisting kick there. Let it go out of bounds. Yep. That is a misfire by Michael Horvat. That is going to give Queens great starting field position. You cannot kick a ball out of bounds on the kickoff. That is a huge no-no, and Queens is going to get a good starting range, and with only taking about a second off the clock, too. That's about
as
good as it gets.
That's a really good drive for the Gales, as they have, to reiterate, 41 and a half seconds to make it all the way, and they're going to be taking the ball from right around the 35-yard line, their own 35, and Jesse, I can't say it enough, but they've done it with worse.
They're going to get some extra yards because of that botch kick, so they get an additional 5 on top of that. So they're starting from their own 40. And that's the thing. That ball, if it was like a punt, you mark it where the ball goes out. Because it's a kickoff, wherever it goes out is irrelevant. You're getting it 35 plus 5. So Queens, from the 40, let's see if that extra 5 yards makes a difference here. Multiple men in motion, trips on the right-hand side. Vreeken dropping back to pass, looking left. Throwing over the middle to Mack Camillo. But that is picked off. That is the second time a ball, in two games, a ball has ricocheted out of Mack Camillo's hands and into the arms of a defensive back.
He was under coverage from two Mack defenders there. Had his hand on it, and that was that claw rip coming from under and through. One playing for the body coverage, other one going right for that grab. Incredible play from McMaster. It was really well executed. And I got it. Mack Camillo had it in his arms, and I can't emphasize enough that as he was pulling it down is when the claw rip in. Just got it right out of there.
Johan Tishimbalanga, who had the interception for Mack last week against Laurier, although that one was maybe a little more of a high difficulty this time, thanks to the excellent effort of his defensive teammate, that one just kind of fell into his hands. As Mack, they've got the momentum here. They're going to drop back to pass. Keegan Hall, they want a hold called, but they're not going to get it. And as a result, Mack is going to get that one out over the 50-yard line, and the Marauders are showing signs of life here late with 26 seconds to go in our first half of action. Queens, two unforced errors there, a defensive penalty, and an interception has given Mack new life. They look like they were dead in the water, but they are bouncing back here and looking to put more points on the board and try and claw back against this deficit. Bit of a rough call there. There should have probably been a holding issued, but you know what? The fans don't call the game. The referees do. So here we go. Spread formation. Multiple men in motion. Keegan Hall under pressure. Checking it down. Great tackle. My goodness. What a beautiful fundamental form wrap by number 47, Brady Spafford. Tremendous open field tackle. Eric Kalana, once again, would be so proud of that. Yes, there's obviously big plays you can get on defense, interceptions, fumble recoveries, but there's nothing that pleases a coach quite like a beautiful open field wrap tackle, especially one that forces Mack to call a timeout. You get out of bounds, you save your timeouts. You get tackled in the middle of the field, bit of a different story, as it's going to be second and actually eight, so they really stretch that play out, and great tackle there from Brady Spafford.
Yeah, we saw that the Marauders, especially while they're going for that pass, Keegan Hall really dropped back a lot, and a lot of your receivers sitting right along the line of scrimmage even waiting for that pass. And it makes it a lot more difficult where you have that open zone, but you also know that you can see the Queens are going for a bit more of a zone coverage there where they weren't going to go and aggress up, giving the option for Keegan to make that pass. And it allowed for that option for a quick gain of 2 yards, but not nearly as much as they were hoping for. Keegan has a great opportunity here as they start to draw up a play, trying to use as many timeouts as they actually are able to. Clock frozen at 19 seconds and 8, well, 19.8. We'll see what Keegan can make happen here. Trips on his left-hand side, or more stacked, is going to fake the handoff.
Roll out.
In motion, tries to make it through, breaks one, break the second, and it's going to be fielded right around the 55-yard line. Third and five, is they're going to have to try to make something happen here. With 13 seconds, there's not much to do.
Great play there by Keegan Hall, showing that elusiveness. And I have to say, folks, this is a riveting game. Mack building momentum. We've got people glued to their radios from Amherstview to Austria, from Hamilton to Kingston. Everybody is listening to this broadcast. Everybody is excited to see what we've got. But it looks like Mack is going to kill the clock and probably either just kneel or punt this one away, which will bring us to the end of our first half of action. And what an interesting first half. We will give you the in-depth breakdown at the Something in the Water halftime show. Yeah, it looks like it. I think probably Queens. They want to make sure Mack's not got anything sneaky in store with just 5 seconds left in the middle of the field. Take that time. You can't keep the timeouts with you anyways.
No kidding.
May as well get your use out of them. So, folks, I really must encourage you. Give us a follow on social media, at CFRC Sports, at CFRC Power Plays. We are going to be posting score updates as well. So if you haven't had a chance to listen in, but you're curious, we've got the hookup. Thank you to CFRC for the Canva Pro account. We know it. We love it. I get a lot done with it. And, yeah, been a very eventful first half of action with 5.3 seconds to go. Third and seven, ball on the 54. Queens are very cautious. You can see they're playing a prevent defense. They've got everybody back. Mack is going to take a shot. Queens is going to do everything in their power to shut this one down. This will likely be the last play of our first half. Oh, they're going to go out of bounds. So they're going to get one more play off. And they're going to have to pass again. They are out of field goal range for even the adept and talented Michael Horvat. So they're going to try and launch this one. So we've got one more play before the half here, folks. We might see some McMaster magic.
Jesse, these are what highlight reels are made of. If we're being brutally honest, that you go and see a play like this, people spread out. It's chaotic. You're going right down to raw game sense. How can you adapt to a play on the fly? And these players don't have this third-person perspective that we are so accustomed to up here. They have to go and see what's in front of them, keep their head on a swivel. What McMaster can draw up here, a crazy play even, is what they can use to claw their way back in the game. On a final drive, we can see anything and everything. There's no predicting it. So as we snap into it, we got a time violation, though.
Well, that would undo a lot of the hard work that Mac just put in. A bit of a Keystone
calling a Cops. Calling a second down.
But it looks like they might end up getting moved back if it was indeed a time count violation. We shall see. Either way, this will be the final play of our first half of action. And Mac fighting back. A disastrous first quarter. About as bad as it could be. But they have, at least in the second quarter, been even with the Gales here, putting up the same amount of points. And it is a time clock violation. Good call there, Zayden, as Mac undoing all the hard work that they had put in on that first play to get out of bounds. They're getting marched back, so this next one will be even further back. But at this point, you've already got the guys in the field. And the words of the great Lucas Meadows, you may as well let it rip, see what you can get done here. As I expect that'll be exactly what they do. They're going to launch this one. Or you could see a Stanford-Cal type situation. They might try a multiple lateral play. But that's usually safe for desperation. In fact, they're just going to take a knee. Yeah, everybody kind of keeping an eye on them. That will conclude our first half of action, folks. It is a 24-7 ball game here at Richardson Memorial Stadium. We will be back in just a few minutes with your Something in the Water halftime show. But in the meantime, enjoy a word from our sponsor for the second quarter, Pick Six Athletics. And we'll be back with you again shortly. Great game so far, but still a lot of time left. So don't you go anywhere.
Founded in 2020, shortly after many athletes had their seasons canceled, former Queens defensive back Eric Kalana created Pick Six Athletics to help athletes develop and continue to improve regardless of their circumstances. Now, Pick Six Athletics is one of the most respected names in tailored coaching, with a social media following of over 157,000. If you want to be your best, your first pick should be Pick Six. Did you know that Something in the Water Brewing Company was named Canada's new brewery of the year in 2022? Their fantastic team is always adding new flavor to the food and beverage menu. Something in the Water just launched the Tri-Color Touchdown this season, a beverage inspired by CFRC's coverage of Queens Gales football. Visit somethingbrewing.ca to learn more and follow Something in the Water YGK on social media to stay current with all that's in store. This is the Something in the Water Halftime Show, live on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Something in the Water Halftime Show right here on CFRC 101.9 FM, or maybe you're tuned in via CFRC.ca. Thank you again to our title sponsor for this year, Something in the Water Brewing. And of course, after the game today, if you're looking for something fun to do, head on down to 275 Princess Street and check out the post-game festivities. It has been quite a game so far here at Richardson Stadium, the home opener for the Gales. They've been taking on the McMaster Marauders. And much like Mac's game last week, it's been a tale of two teams. The first quarter, McMaster Marauders really struggled in the face of this Queens offense and defense. In fact, the first quarter, it was a 17-0 deficit. But now, as the game has progressed, we have seen Mac fight back. In fact, at time, it is a 24-7 score. So Queens still has a three-score lead, but the prognosis for the Marauders is not as grim as it once was. Zayden, what are your impressions of our first half of action?
I think we need to start at the first quarter, because you already mentioned it, and you recapped it quite well. McMaster was not really showing up. And I have some numbers that I love to share with you.
Sure.
We used to have Jordan Dax in here that he had all the facts with Dax with telling us all about the numbers. So I'm trying to pick up on that more quick statistics sort of rule. For reference, the amount of first downs scored by each team in the first quarter, Jesse, one for McMaster. They only scored one first down.
Right at the end of the first quarter as
that
well.
That is correct. Now your Golden Gales were able to get nine first downs.
Wow.
We had an end-to-end drive. That was absolutely incredible, and that leads me to my next point.
Mm-hmm.
The man, the myth, the legend, Jared Kasari. He came in absolutely gunning. He sees his record from last year, and he's just shrugging it off. It doesn't matter. He's here, and I talked to him about that. I brought that up. I'm like, the record setter, and he shrugged it off. He's like, that was last year. This is this year. We focus on the present, and we get it done now.
And he's already got three touchdowns in this contest and well over 120 yards. In fact, between the first two games of the season, he's over 300 yards in just two games. He is, in fact, potentially on record-breaking pace again, and certainly has secured himself amongst the very best in the OUA and the very best in Canada. Now, let's talk about Mac's fight back, because the first quarter was all Queens, as noted by that 9 first down to 1 first down statistic, the time of possession, the total yardage, all of it was heavily weighted in favor of the Gales. But Mac has been the beneficiary of a couple of mental mistakes from Queens that allowed them to turn 3 points into 7 and get some momentum back, including, in addition to their offensive success, they had a late interception. Johan Tshimbalanga, who hauled in a pick out of the hands of Mac Camillo, like an otter opening up an oyster. He just pried loose what he needed and had some fun. And as a result, Mac, they've got themselves back in this football game. It really did look like it was going to be a Queens rout. But Mac, showing their mettle, showing their muster, we've got a heck of a finish in store here at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Zayden, what do you expect to see from the Gales in the second half?
I need to see a Gales, and head coach Steve Snyder does a great job of it. They need to be more to control their own emotions.
Sure.
It's easy to get into this home crowd and get into that explosive, aggressive sort of environment. You need to keep a leash on it. You can't start having all these unforced errors going to start turning the score. It should be a 24-3 game right now, because that was a field goal that turned into a free touchdown that the Gales gave away. I want to highlight the Gales are in the driver's seat right now, and if things start to go sideways in the second half, it's going to be as a result of their own mental sort of losing grip, losing traction. Mm-hmm. They need to stay very strong going forward. And we got some more stat sheets
updated
that I'd love
statistics.
To take a look at.
And while you take a look at those stats, Zane, you are right. The Gales, they do need to tighten up mentally. It's still early in the season, so mistakes will be made. But you need to get on top of those, because it is a very dangerous MAC team you find yourself dealing with. So updated statistics, Jared Kasari, over 160 yards on the ground. So he's already got over last week's total. He's had one net yard lost and 167 gained, which gives him a 166 total. Additionally, Alex Vreakin, 5 for 10 with one pick, 41-yard completion. However, that pick I don't attribute to the quarterback. Unfortunately,
not at all.
It was a combination of a great play by the MAC defensive backfield and just a bit of a drop, a bit of a focus play by Matt Camillo. Not to blame him. It was a tough catch, but ultimately the rule is when the ball hits your hands, you got to secure it. That's an old football maxim. If you can touch it with your hands, you can catch it. Looking at additional stats, Ian St. Arnaud, 4 returns for 51 yards, including that tremendous 28-yard punt return that helps set the Gales up for a field goal. A really, really solid game from the Gales so far. 3 touchdowns from Kasari and a Tyler Mullen field goal, 24-7.
I want to highlight one more thing, Jesse. I talked mm-hmm. about the first downs, because you can get a lot of a read of the momentum of a game through that statistic line. We can go, so as I mentioned, 1 for Mac at the very end of that first quarter and 9 for Queens. As we go to the end, for totals, we have 12 now for Mac and 16 for Queens, 16 first downs. And, of course, Queens had a lot more longer distance sort of rushes and first downs, but it doesn't change that same stat line that in that second quarter. Queens was only able to grab 7 more first downs, and Mac got a whopping 11 in that sort of scenario. Wow. It's something that goes and tells you how McMaster has picked it up, and the sun has now set here. We have the remnants of light, as the lights that we have right above Richardson Stadium are starting to shine bright. The last time we were here for a night lights game was the Carlton game last year, and Jesse, that was actually when I first had my first came up with the idea for the Golden Gales. Not for the Golden Gale, for the Paper Gale story, mm-hmm. when I started to wonder what it would really take. And I got the open tryout coming up this Friday, and it's so cool to see this team come together. And even throughout the entire journey, the sort of atmosphere that they and support that they've given me and trying to give me tips and tricks every single step of the way, that's the type of brotherhood you have down there. And if they go and keep to that, keep each other in line, this is their game to lose. And I can see them starting to bond more and more and just sending it for the second half.
Very well put. Folks, this concludes the Something in the Water halftime show. We are going to transition directly into our third quarter of action. And your third quarter is brought to you today by Black Dog Hospitality. Visit Atomica Kitchen and Cocktails at 71 Brock Street. Enjoy modern global dishes, thin crust gourmet pizza, and thoughtfully crafted beverages while gathering with friends in Atomica's vibrant indoor and patio spaces. They also have amazing plant-based menu and offer takeout and delivery. Students, you get 15% off, and they do have a loyalty program so that you can earn points every time you eat. Learn more at atomica.ca. And this Queens offense looking to make a meal of the MAC defense here, as MAC is going to kick this one off, and it is going to be fielded right at the 2-yard line there by the Gales. Ian St. Arnaud cutting it up. Actually, is that maybe Matt Camillo? I'm looking to get a number here. That is a decent return there from the Gales. Stopped up just short of the 25-yard line. And in fact, it is Ian St. Arnaud back there on kick return. Matt Camillo's trotting his way out there on offense, looking to make an impact, maybe make amends. We saw Nico Cuomo with a bit of a tough drop earlier, and he certainly made up for that with that 41-yard screen pass that he took deep into Marauders territory. So look for Camillo to potentially get involved here, as we have got Alex Vreakin with trips on the left-hand side. This Queens offense wasting no time, getting right back into the swing of things. Bit of a hard count trying to get Mac to jump. And it's going to be a handoff to Mr. Reliable, Jared Kasari, who gets a small gain up the middle there. So it's going to be second and long for the Gales, about maybe second and medium. They're giving him about a 4-yard gain, so that's second and 6 from around the 26 or so. So let's see what Queens draws up here. This MAC defense, you know they would love a quick two and out, get the ball back in the hands of that offense that has been slowly picking up steam. This Queens offense, meanwhile, their last possession ended with an INT. Vreeken is going to pass. He is going to find Nathan Falcone, but Falcone gets blown up in the backfield. Read that one perfectly, did the MAC defender. That is a picture-perfect tackle from number five, Demetrius Masuka, for the Marauders. And Queens, a quick two and out. Going to have to punt this one away.
It was a good drive, good attempt here from the Gales, and just hard to get something going. And it's always tough after you come out right after half, and now we got to see how special teams is going to get it done. Punting all the way from their own 10 is what it's going to look like for the Gales.
And it's worth noting, both these teams struggled in the second half last week, so this could be an interesting finish here. Good punt there from Aiden Cowan, fielded with little issue, and of course, down there first, as always, number 9, Raheem Belagun Jr. Great play there from a special teams All-Canadian, one of the very best at what he does, and from all interactions I've had with him, a tremendously lovely young man.
He is. He is awesome. He gave me tips even while I was training with the team, going, hey, all right, with your footwork, you got to go and try to shift your hips. Or if I was doing something weird where I'm trying to cross over when I'm not supposed to, he was there telling me, here's how you can do it. Tell me not just that's wrong, he's telling me why it was wrong and how it's better. And that's something so important for development.
A teacher and a mentor. First and 10 for Mac, just over the 45-yard line. Keegan Hall dropping back. He was under pressure, but he completed it over the middle. However, Brady Spafford, his third tackle of the ball game. He's got 3.5 solo tackles here. Tremendous job on that one. Silas Hubert got a great rush on the quarterback, but Keegan Hall, we've seen it multiple times today, able to step up under pressure and complete those passes over the middle, making it second and about 4 for the Marauders right near the midfield line. So here we go. It is 2nd and 4, single coverage on the left-hand side, 3 receivers on the right. Keegan Hall is going to drop back to pass. They're going to keep Braden Kelly in to help protect him, and that's a good call as Keegan Hall takes the ball, and he's going to have just enough for a MAC first down. Good rush from the Queens defense there. Maintain contain, which is something they struggled with last week.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah, the refs got the the refs.
No, they're ruling
him
short.
Him short.
I saw the official on the very far side marks it down a yard back, so it's not going to be first down. It's going to be ruled as third and inches.
And
they're going to have to get those big boys right back out there.
As Queens is going to try and do the same. Darian Newell sprinting onto the field. Oh, Queens is in chaos here. Both teams, it looks like, were in a state of chaos.
This could seem like, because we had the confusion.
Oh, timeout Mac, too. So Mac forced to take a timeout.
That's really big. Ooh. So to go and recap it here, everyone thought it was going to be a first down. Players lined up for first. Then it was called as you need to get the big boys back on out there. And that means that Newell had to go on. We had another player sprinting off with everything they have, the tank. You can't afford those sort of penalties. We're looking close towards our end. Same thing was happening on the far end with McMaster. They're forced to take that timeout.
Absolute chaos on the field. The officials holding Congress there, trying to figure out what's going on. I thought one official gestured for a first. The other one gestured for a third. It ended up being ruled as a third, so it'll be 3rd and inches. And this is not as automatic as it seems. Remember, Queens, they recorded a huge stop in their own end zone to deny Mac points early in the second quarter. Led to a long Queens touchdown drive. So Mac going to try and pick up a few inches here, and they will probably get it, I think, with forward progress. Barisi is going to get what he needs.
That's a very clear one. That's going to be a first down for the Marauders. Great play. They drew it up, and what we had problems with before was they were trying to go up rather than right through initially. And we noticed that the Gales were treating it a lot more like a scrum. So great job on the Marauders just to dive it forward. They got it done that time.
If you're just joining us, folks, it is a 24-7 ball game with 11.5 minutes to go here in our third quarter of action. Queens has got the lead, but Mac is driving, and Mac does have the momentum. Keegan Hall playing very well. Grace under pressure. He's got a man in motion here. It's going to be an even formation. He's going to drop back to pass. And it's going to be picked!
That's a pick!
However, there's a flag down again. I think
Justin Pace again, too.
Justin Pace had a pick denied earlier from And unnecessary roughness. This is definitely not that because it was thrown near an offensive line. So this should be a hold on Mack, which will be declined. We'll see, but Justin Page.
Justin, that's the second one in the game. You can see he's amped up for it. That is huge.
Justin Pace in the right place. We said he has a nose for the ball, but he's got two hands to match. And he has given Queens possession. Deep. Right around. So pretty far up in their territory. They're going to get this about the 47-yard line. A great play from Justin Pace. Denied an interception earlier, but that's the thing. Ball don't lie. A little bit of karma there. And this Queens offense, they get a chance to buy this defense some time, string together a couple drives, get a first down going, give the defense a chance to breathe. Freakin's got trips on the left-hand side. It's going to be a handoff to Jared Kasari. Kasari looking to set an edge, spins off, but it's going to be a whole lot for not very much there as this McMaster defense, they pin him down.
Up. They've really tightened up their coverage, knowing to watch that run game. And one thing that we knew going into this, Coach Snyder talked about this at his press release, Jesse, and he went and emphasized that there's not enough game tapes. We have not played this team, and it changes the way they prepare, especially compared to a team like Ottawa. They've played a ridiculous amount of times.
Seven times
exactly.
In 3 years.
And Jesse, now I'm interested with your football background. How does that change your own mentality going into a game?
I will tell you about it. We're going to see what Queens draws up here, but that is a great question as we have got a halfback draw to Ethan Dahl. Good play there, but Queens is going to punt this one away. It's tough. When you play an opponent that you don't see very often, you really don't have any preconceived notions for better or for worse. You're not really sure what to expect, and unpredictability is often a very frightening thing in a game like football. Football is designed to be predictable. You know when it's 3rd and 10, you're going to punt it. You know when they've got the ball at the 1 yard line, they're going to sneak it. When you add in that layer of chaos, that unpredictability, it really makes it difficult for you to prepare mentally. So having not seen this Mac team since 2022, and believe me, both these teams have lived wild lives since then, it's a really tough matchup to game plan for. Queens is going to punt this one away right from midfield, so a chance to give their defense some good starting field position. Woo! And a beauty
wow.
of a punt from Aiden Callen up into the Kingston sky, but this is going to be a great return for Mac. Eventually put down, but that's about a 15-yard return there from number 81 for the Marauders, and I believe that is Everett Reed.
Yeah, great job by Reed. He fielded it right around the McMaster 10, able to bring it that 15. All, oh, maybe a little bit more like a 20.
Oh, but I think there is. It looks like a penalty was issued. The referees are discussing something here.
Nothing here. Possibly a warning given out. But it is going to be Keegan Hall lining up. Queen's defense out there ready to get it done. Snap to Keegan. Going to be a quick handoff.
Right up
tries
the
to break through, right through the middle, stalled out right around the 40, and forced back, and they're going to call it right there.
A good run there from Braden Kelly, taking that ball and running with authority. Good initial speed through that hole. Great job from Braden Kelly. Let's see what Mac draws up here at second and middle distance, about 2nd and 4 or so. And this Mac offense, they've been starting to control the time of possession, and that is crucial. They won the time of possession battle last week. Let's see if they can win it again this week and generate a more positive outcome. Trips on the right-hand side, all three men in motion. Another handoff to Braden Kelly, and he is going to have enough for a first down. Brady Spafford, another name we've called a lot tonight. Great tackle there, really solid fundamental wrap tackle, bringing down Braden Kelly.
That was really great to see the McMaster offense really start to be In sort of a motion, in an environment where they have to go and thrive and push forward. These are hard-fought drives that they're working towards, taking almost all three in every single one of them. And to have Keegan Hall have this opportunity, his trips on his left-hand side now, it's the range, it's the variety that the Gales have to catch up to now.
As we're going to see a play-action pass, he is under pressure. He's scrambling around, and Silas Hubert's going to be the one to ultimately get a hand on him, but they are going to probably give Keegan Hall maybe 6 inches of forward progress, but he had to fight through about 4 on rushing Gales to get that, so it's going to be 2nd and long from the Mac 45.5-yard line. He just pushed forward 0.5 yard. Let's see what Mac can do here. We've got number 52 for the Gales checking in, and that is big man up on that line. That's Ollie Jackson.
Ollie Jackson, something's happening here for Queens. I'm calling it right now.
Ollie Jackson in here to be a rush end. Let's see what he can do. A stunt inside. Keegan Hall does get it off. We're going to need a great tackle here. And we get one. What a tackle from number 20, Dawson Matthews Reed. Beautifully done. Tremendous.
We saw the stutter step, and this is something that I saw when I was working with Eric Colonna at the very start of the summer. He talked to me about this. You can see him in his talk about it in his breakdowns. You're stuttering. You're trying to make sure that you're always keeping your hips right towards your opponent, making sure you don't give them a route to get past. Slowing it right down, he was in control the entire time until he's able to shoot through for that wrap. Beautifully executed.
Well said. Just great form tackling there. The punt is off, and it's a good one. It's going to take a bounce, and this is going to end up in the Gales end zone. We might see a conceded point here. Ian St. Arnaud,
yeah.
I don't think he got out.
He
so that's
not.
1 point for Mac. Folks, we're going to take a second to thank our third quarter sponsor, Black Dog Hospitality, who have a handful of fantastic eateries here in the city of Kingston. Come and get the best gourmet burgers in town at Harper's at 93 Princess Street. Choose from over 50 burger combinations and sides, cool and crunchy salads, shareables, and plant-based options that will delight carnivores and herbivores alike. Indulge in their delicious hand-spun shakes, boozy slushies, and more. Come in to kick your night off with their special After 8 menu or place an order for pickup or delivery. Learn more about sweet deals and menu items at harpersburgerbar.com. Thank you again to Black Dog Hospitality, our third quarter sponsor, and they're sponsoring the Thursday morning Indy wake-up call. Big CFRC fans, and we are big fans of them. If you're just joining us, folks, it is now a 24-8 ball game as an excellent punt from Michael Horvat bounced into the end zone. Was fielded by Ian St. Arnaud. He made a good effort of it, but he was tackled up by this great MAC special teams unit. So now it's a 16-point game, and it looks like Jack Ashby Jacobs is out of the contest. He is on crutches on the sidelines.
Yeah, I noticed that. He's going to be nursing an injury.
Queens, I mean, injury luck is tough in the OUA in general, but Queens has really struggled with it the past couple years. And it's a program with a lot of depth, but your guys are your guys for a reason, you know, and it's hard to replace that level of production. Especially, you've mentioned that wide receiver room. We've seen guys that are out with injuries, so this is the last thing they need right now.
No kidding. Well, the Gales getting ready to take possession from their own 35-yard line, and this is the breakout I need to see from Freakin. I need to see him come into this second half. It wasn't the best first drive. Now they have a second option. They have this opportunity. You have trips on your right-hand side. Handoff option to Jared Kasari, getting ready for it. Freakin, getting ready to pass. Breaks out wide. Skies went up. No one's there. Ooh.
Yeah, that was a miscommunication. The only person within 15 yards of that pass was a marauder in white and red. And that's not who you want to be thrown to if you've got the tricolor on. A designed quarterback bootleg, but clearly a miscommunication. I'm assuming he either got cut up on the line itself or the guy never released, but usually you've got somebody in a flat, maybe an H-back, maybe a slot receiver running an out and in. There was nobody there, so now it's second and 10, and this Queens offense, they have not had a first down in quite a while.
Snap to Freakin.
They need one here, and it's not going to happen. Freakin is going to take the sack. And if you're the Gales, you need something here. You are losing the momentum battle right now. This offense, stuck in neutral for the time being, as they're going to have to punt this one away. Let's see if they can rely on this defense once more to make one heck of a play. We saw Justin Pace with an interception, but it's been all Mac for about the last 10 or so in-game minutes. And we're going to need a beauty of a punt from Aiden Callen to give this defense some breathing room.
Snap's good. Big boot. It's skyward. It's going to go out of play.
So Mac's going to get some decent starting field position. And the Gales are reeling here. They started this game so dominant. 24 unanswered points. And now Mac slowly clawing back. Mac didn't score at all last week in the second half. They have their first second half points of the season by way of a rouge. But with how this offense is playing, it's not inconceivable to see them adding a little bit more. I said it was going to be a 27-19 game in my prediction. Well, we aren't there.
I do want to make a quick prediction here with Keegan Hall. He's going for, they got the motion, trips on the right-hand side here. I think we'd see a very skyward pass here.
It is going to be a play action over the middle, complete, and a first down. Another connection there with Jackson Taylor. First-year receiver. Jackson making an impact. You know, somebody that really truly believes that you can make a football team with just hard work. You know, if you practice hard enough, you train hard enough, you can find yourself a starting spot. And that clearly has paid dividends for him.
He has an ability to just break free.
Oh, excellent route runner. First and 10 from the Queen side of the field. Looks to be about the 42. But we are going to see a sack. Oh, that is either a fumble or, like, intentional grounding. Keegan Hall was going down, and he just rifled the ball, and it went backwards, and we are going to get a flag. There was, it would have been a sack for Darian Newell. Instead, Keegan Hall, as he was going down, just threw the ball, not even threw, rolled it across the ground.
He's going down. He's already facing horizontally. He's looking right towards the sideline,